when you podcast, you see, Daniel.
Oh, did you read Baron Frosty's book on how to do this? Is that like one of the steps?
No, I didn't read his book.
Yeah, well.
But I wonder if he references us in that book.
Probably not.
Since, you know, we like.
Yes, we did what?
Well, we helped him purchase equipment. So in the equipment section. Yeah,
but I mean, but his whole thing is like how to podcast for free. So I don't think he would reference us because.
Oh, well, I don't know what the book's about. I didn't read it.
So then, no, you didn't.
I just saw some post on Facebook or something about Baron Frosty writing a book. And I thought, man, look at all those people taking initiative.
You're just like, if he'll be
a millionaire.
If only you could write.
With his podcasting book.
It's free. How will he become a millionaire with it?
I don't know. People figure out how to do that shit nowadays. Put stuff out for free and then, like, you become famous because everyone downloads your free thing. And then you get invited to speak at different things and you get paid.
You know what? You know what?
Because you're then the expert.
You know how you could get invited to things to get to speak and do these things?
Not fucking a melon, I'll tell you that for sure.
No, but if you had a catchphrase that you could say.
Like, I don't know. Let's kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Moving. When you want to, like, you know, go through all of your stuff and then decide that you don't have time to go through all of your stuff, so you just throw it into a box and move it to another place where you'll just end up putting it in a closet and you won't look at it again until the next time you move, then you really want to move. So check them out at moving.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a moving discount. Now, that doesn't even make sense for a traveling discount. Some kind of insert joke here. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the moving free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. If someone inserted jokes here,
yes,
our show would actually be funny.
Right.
We wouldn't want that.
No. Then it would completely change the... because people don't expect that, right?
That's not our thing.
People have a certain expectation of suck from this show.
Right.
And it is our... You know, we clearly, Adam, if we really wanted to be funny, we could. Right.
Absolutely. But that was not.
Right. That was not our goal. We did not set out to do that. I believe we have succeeded in doing exactly what we set out to do, which was to make a really mediocre podcast.
We have.
And we have done that. We've succeeded wonderfully in making an incredibly mediocre podcast.
Because that is what we know how to do.
That is what we excel at.
So you're moving. Hi, Daniel. How are you this evening?
But, you know, before we get there. What time do you think it is? It's 10:21 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and that, of course, can mean one thing and one thing only, Adam. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the most amazing chat room in the history of the universe. And by the way, we even have someone from Cambodia in the chat room tonight. But Adam, who is in the chat room this evening?
They have internet in Cambodia?
They do. It's run. Oh. You know how you remember back on like Swiss Family Robinson or like Gilligan's Island where they would rig up those water wheels with the little bamboo cups and stuff like that? That's what they have in Cambodia. That powers,
is there like a coconut on each
power,
end?
Yes, a little bamboo cup that like goes over and pours the water. It's a little in the river. It grinds the electricity thing. It's great.
Now this is not racist or countryist at all. But if you would believe those commercials. You know, that always come on about those children in I think Cambodia might have been one of those places that they had those commercials for. Sally Struthers did not mention anything about internet. But anyway.
Do you even I just idle curiosity before you tell us who's in the chat room. Could you even point to Cambodia on a map?
It's in the continent of Africa.
It's in the continent of Africa.
For only 25 cents a day. You, ladies and gentlemen, could provide internet to one young child here in Cambodia.
It's in the country of Africa. It's over in Africa, Cambodia.
I know a guy who lives in Cameroon, which is probably nowhere near Cambodia. But anyway, in the chat room this evening, I love people in Cambodia, by the way. Oh, really? It's not in Africa? Wow, I am really stupid. I thought Cambodia was in Africa. Well, I'm just showing my ignorance in geography. I will admit right now.
Cambodia.
I thought that for a really long time. Anyway.
Cambodia, one of three nations within Indochina. The mysterious former jungle realm of the Khmer, who were based in Angkor, that was once the largest city in the world, features many fascinating stone sculptures of various gods. A fertile country and a friendly nation that appears to have forgotten its recent dramatic history that comprised French colonial times, Vietnamese occupation, and the cruel rule of the Khmer Rouge.
The cruel rule of the Khmer Rouge, which I believe is the name of a band.
Look, I realize that was a very ignorant mistake that I made. But I am.
But you did it with conviction. You did it with conviction. You said it with conviction, and that's all there is to it.
I am honest enough to admit that I do not know everything, and I make mistakes. And I always thought Cambodia was in Africa. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Maybe
so tell us who's in the chat room this evening.
Anyway, I'm a smart individual, other than that one fact that I apparently missed in school. Okay. We have somebody changing their name to reflect my name in five different ways.
Yes. Who is the first person listed there in the chat room?
Well, Adam Hebido.
Adam Hebido, yes. What current event is Adam Hebido a reference to?
I'm only going to be guessing. Is it the terrorist attack in France?
Correct. All right, here we go. Okay. So Adam Hebido is there. Who's next?
Was it in Cambodia, by any chance? Kruni Umbra, Mr. Mike Lawson, Nico, older than Adam, because there's someone else wanting to use my name, Rachel Berry, the Jaded One, Tim in Cambodia, which I now know is in Asia.
Indo-Asia.
Urban Guy T.O., Gary, Mib, and Sweltering Hot RT Cruiser. And I just want to say, people in Arkansas are not dumb. I just didn't know that one fact. There are dumb people all over the world.
It's Indochina. I don't know why I said Indo-Asia. Indochina is where, yeah.
When it comes to technology and other things, I'm very smart. When it comes to geography, not so much.
There you go. All right. Well, it's great that we have everyone here in the chat room. That's amazing. I don't mean to pick on you, Adam. I'm sorry. You opened yourself up to this.
No, it's fine.
I hate to say this.
Look,
you pulled a Joey. You pulled a Joey Buhecker. You asserted a fact that you didn't know.
Well.
And now you're trying to backpedal as people have called you out on it. That's all.
No, I'm not backpedaling. I admitted that I am wrong.
Right, and this is why I always Google things.
But I'm not dumb. That doesn't make me dumb.
No one said you were dumb.
Anyway.
I think they said
anyway,
you were
moving right along.
I think they said you were pretty.
Wait,
you asked me a question before the started this whole thing.
What you're moving.
It? Oh, yeah, I'm moving. Yeah.
In my defense, they're poor there as well, so I wasn't wrong about that. But anyway, yes, you're moving.
Parts of Cambodia are poor, just like parts of the United States are poor.
Tim in Cambodia said they're very poor. I read it in the chat room.
Yes, a good majority of the country. However, they do have modern cities there. They do actually have Cambodia. Cambodia's Got Talent. If you go to YouTube, you can actually find, you know, Cambodia's Got Talent auditions and stuff, like from their TV shows.
Oh.
I'm just saying, they do actually have some modern things there. Anyway.
You're moving
on. Yes, I am moving. I'm moving
speaking
on.
Speaking of moving
yeah,
on.
Speaking of moving on, I'm moving. Yeah, no. So, yes, I'm moving this Saturday. So, yes, the movers will be here. I have hired a moving company, here's the thing about this moving company. Right. Now,
this moving company.
No. So, obviously, we had to move everything down to a one-bedroom apartment when we moved to this current place. Excuse me. I don't mean to burp. But the second thing is that I'm not taking everything, right? I'm only taking a limited amount of stuff. I'm basically taking the couch, the TV, my office, and some kitchen stuff and whatnot. They're sending out three people to move this. And I'm telling them, like, I don't have a bed. It's just two mattresses and, you know, a couch and some boxes and a TV. And they're, oh, yeah, well, we'll send out three guys in a 26-foot truck, and it'll be $110 an hour and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, But two guys is 110 an hour. Three guys is 119 an hour. So it's a $9 difference between the two. But I'm just kind of worried now that these three guys are going to show up and they're going to be pissed off that there's not nearly enough stuff here for three people to do. It's going to take them like 20 minutes to load the truck.
Why are they going to be pissed off?
It's like, don't they get paid for the amount of time that they work? And it's just kind of like, you know, if they have...
Isn't there a minimum, though?
Yeah, it's like a three-hour minimum.
So they know they're going to... If it takes them 20 minutes and they get paid for 3 hours, hey, you know... Anyway. They like to get finished as quickly as possible. That's a thing, because then they can book more jobs throughout the day, and they can go make more 3 hour minimums. So you know they can work. Yeah. Anyway.
So they're showing up on Saturday morning. I'm moving Saturday. I've got something. Do you want me to go ahead and go into my topic here, or do you want to take one of your topics first? Because I put that there on mine.
Oh,
but
I'm
it's directly related to the move. So I don't know if you
go
want
ahead.
To. All right. So I'm moving to this place that I'm moving has one of the reasons that I chose this place is that it already has, a couple of reasons, but one of the reasons is I don't have to pay for cable because it has community-wide Dish TV already. So like there's Dish TV already there that you don't pay for. It's just free.
Right.
And so all I have to get is the internet, right? So I can just pay for the internet. I don't have to pay for the cable, which I don't watch a lot of cable shows. Anyway, most of what I watch is network shows, I have figured out. And so I was thinking today, I was just like going, well, let me go to that website and check. Now, for those of you who don't know, there is a website maintained by someone somewhere.
In Cambodia?
In Cambodia. It's in Africa. Let me find this map site here that you can go to. I think you can go to fcc.gov. Yeah. So it's like fcc. So it's a long, if you're really curious about it, just Google OTA maps. It's the one that's on the fcc.gov site. But you can go to this website that's, you know, hosted by our government, and you can put in your zip code. And what it will do is it'll drop a little pin on the Google Maps, and you can move it around as to where you are going to be exactly. And it will tell you how strong the over-the-air signals for HD television are in that area. So where I'm moving to actually has really strong signals for ABC, CBS, NBC, CW, Fox, and PBS, as well as Univision and some independent station. But the point is that almost everything I watch is right there with a free over-the-air HD signal. So now I'm wondering what I want to do. It's like I need to decide now whether I want to just get an OTA DVR, like a TiVo Romeo or something, where I just, you know, outright buy it and then I never have to pay for cable, where I just do the over-the-air DVR stuff, right? So just basically TiVo using the antenna as the input, or whether I want to actually, you know, care about any of the cable. The only cable channels I can possibly think that I care about are HBO and Showtime. And in fairness, all of the HBO shows are going to end up on Amazon Prime because they have that contract with HBO, and all the Showtime shows are going to end up on Netflix, and I have both Netflix and Amazon Prime. So it's not like, I wouldn't be able to watch them immediately when they're on, but I would still be able to watch them after they've aired, you know, like, you know, a year after they aired.
I don't think you would necessarily miss it, because I bet most of what you watch is either DVR'd or on some service like Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Right.
So it's not like you're watching a lot of live TV shows.
Correct. Yeah. And it's not like I'm unfamiliar with the websites where I could torrent something that I missed. Right. So if there was something I really wanted to watch in real time, like I really wanted to watch it like the day that it was out or whatever, I could go to one of those torrent sites and download it or whatever. I'm just saying there's a, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out if I do go. Well, let me get this phone call first, and then we'll go there. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. First of all, Happy New Year, and my New Year's resolution is the death of day. So number one, Christine Cavanagh, who voice actor, voiced Babe from Big in the City, and also Chucky on Rugrats.
Isn't this is old? This is old. We've already done this.
Hi.
So you were marking the ones that you had played.
Oh, and then I forgot to mark this one, huh?
And you didn't mark all of them, so I left the ones that you didn't mark, because I don't remember what you played.
Yeah, I don't
or say. Who called.
So
sorry.
I'm sure what I meant was this one. Like,
hello Celebrity Death Zone, this is Spanking the Arthur, and I am just calling to let you know that Carol Lombard.
All right, Carol
played
Lombard,
that one last week.
And by the way, we need to take back that money from him, because Carol Lombard died like 80 years ago or something. So
yeah,
like,
I didn't know Cambodia, and we didn't know Carol Lombard died.
Hold on, let's get caught up here.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Death of Day phone. Bess Meyerson, first Jewish Miss America, political force in New York and all around Crazy Beach.
I think that was when I was already there. This one was added today. This one was added today, so it must be.
Must be.
Must be. All right, so what do I need to do? How do I label these? Is I put a green on them? Is that what I was doing?
You were putting orange.
All right, I'm putting orange on them then. All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, just a little bit of housekeeping here. That I know that you guys love this, you know, and we take time away from the show to do all these things. All right, then that makes many less phone calls than we might have had. So here's my question to you, Adam, going back to this whole OTA DVR thing. I have several different options, right? I have the TiVo Romeo is one of the options. Simple.tv is another one of the options. And a new device called Tableau is another one that is an option of the OTA DVRs. By the way, when I say OTA DVRs, I'm talking about an over-the-air digital video recorder. So something that just uses the input of an antenna to do basically like a VCR, except as it digitally, right? So it's a digital video recorder for HD signals.
I'm not going to be much help because...
No, it doesn't necessarily mean you.
I've only heard of the TiVo. I haven't heard of Simple.tv or the other thing that you mentioned. I hear that everyone loves TiVo, but it's rather expensive to buy a TiVo.
Well, no, the new TiVo Romeo actually has a... By the way, all three of these devices that I just mentioned have the ability to not only record your shows, but also to play them back to you wherever you are. So if you wanted to, on any three of those devices that I just talked about, they could record, let's say, they recorded The Good Wife on Sunday night, and I wanted to watch it at work on Monday. As long as I have an internet connection, I can watch it on Monday because I can connect.
As long as your boss isn't standing behind you.
Well, no, I mean, well, it doesn't matter if I'm eating lunch at my desk. I can watch The Good Wife at my desk. But I'm just saying, the point is I can watch it on my cell phone. I can watch it on my tablet. I can, anywhere where I have an internet connection, I can connect to my server at home and watch it. And so that all three of these devices give you that option. The big difference, I think, is, let's see. Someone here is saying that Comcast would be happy to charge the same amount for internet as they would for internet plus TV. And that is absolutely incorrect. So older than Adam in the chat room, you're incorrect there. I will be paying $60 a month for my internet from Comcast because I'm going with 150 megabits down. But the in order to get HD cable on Comcast would be an additional $40. So you cannot get HD on Comcast without paying a premium. So that is incorrect. You can get basic SD cable, but who the fuck watches SD? It's like, who in the universe watches SD anymore? It's like, I can't watch that.
And I just want to point out that you posted some internet speed map the other day.
I did.
And you wanted to point out that I'm always saying that it's your internet.
That's right. Connecticut was the number two state on the list.
What?
And Arkansas was the second from the last state.
But I just want to point out that just because on average we have lower speeds here doesn't mean that my particular package is a lower speed than yours.
How does this show always come back to being about your package?
It is quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite of your package?
My package is much better than your package.
I think what I was going to say is I meant to hit this instead. Jesus Christ. It's just one of those days, isn't it? Hello, yes. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi guys. Artie Fraser for the Celebrity Deathbone. Swedish actress Anita Ekberg, most famous for her role in The Dodgeweaver, dead at 83. Bye.
Who?
I don't know.
Yes or no? Tell me yes or no.
No, I don't know who it is. Swedish. Who?
He's trying to do a death of day.
Please.
I don't know.
Please.
He's trying to do a death of day.
RT Cruiser.
All right. So, and then someone in the chat room is saying that the Slingbox, but yeah, the Slingbox is a separate device if you have a cable DVR or whatever and you wanted to hook into that. Every OTA DVR that I just mentioned has Slingbox functionality already built into it. So.
Oh, we're supposed to know who Anita Ekberg is.
I have no idea who Anita Ekberg is.
Look, we have just learned that Adam doesn't know where Cambodia is. Are you surprised I don't know who Anita Ekberg is?
Right, exactly.
Does she live in Cambodia?
Right, exactly. All right, so not a Slingbox, Sling TV. It's different. Okay, I'll look it up.
She's a sex symbol.
Is it something that you use, Tristan? I'll wait for him to answer that while we move on to our next thing and our, I got nothing else. So anyway, so I'm moving. Everything I have here is in boxes. I have held off on packing up this office because I was doing the show tonight and I did walk all last night. So I am, basically I'm just getting ready to move. So I move on Saturday. So next show, I will be in the new place.
So,
And Gary,
Mark and
Gary from Kentucky in the chat room asks if anyone here uses the Amazon Fire Stick. Yes, I have one. I love it. Anyway, go ahead.
Mark and I, there are so many of those devices that now it's just point. I have a Chromecast and I have like three Rokus. I don't need enough. They all work fine. I don't need anything else. Anyway, so we go to a restaurant every week, and we went to a restaurant that was actually quite good this last weekend. But you go, so, and some of you guys are, you know, hippy dippy, you know, vegan, you know, bullshit, whatever.
Oh, but you're calling out our.
But I live in Arkansas, where we don't know where Cambodia is, and I eat meat and other things, okay?
I don't know what this has to do with you not knowing where Cambodia is.
I don't know. I just, you know what? I can't believe that I said something so ridiculously stupid, and really my whole life.
Okay, well, let it go.
I have not known where I feel dumb. But anyway, because honestly, my whole life I didn't know. Anyway, so we go to this restaurant, and it's called the Greenhouse Grill.
The Greenhouse Grill, which is I'm assuming that, let me guess, it is a hippy dippy vegan bullshit.
That's something that Maddie would have said, actually, isn't it?
You were like channeling Maddie.
How dare you? Really?
Nico Martinez is not a vegetarian, but he eats like one often.
So we go into this restaurant and we're looking on the menu, and you know, it's like quinoa salad with, you know, segments of a grapefruit and Brussels sprouts with a cauliflower puree over, you know, whatever, and all of these things, you know. And they did have meat on the menu, but I mean, but just looking through the menu, they had all these, you know, like, you know, these, I don't know, just hippie sounding things. And then I go to order a drink.
Can you come up with another, like, should we, can you go to thesaurus.com?
You know,
go to
LA thesaurus. Fabulous. I don't know.
Like, you know, like pretentious names. How about,
I'm a
you know,
starving
overly...
model. And so, and that wasn't, like I said,
arty,
there were some.
Arty, exaggerated, grandiose names, pompous names.
Anyway.
She names.
So they
grandiloquent.
So this is my whole point.
Puffed up.
Was I go to order a drink.
Ostentatious.
And I'm like, what diet drinks do you have? And they have some bullshit like diet, you know, carbonated you know, ox blood or
did
something.
You,
I don't know.
Were you
they
eating in Oregon? Did you somehow like accidentally end up in Portland, Oregon or something? You're just like, well,
maybe.
Yes, we do. We do have diet soft drinks, but they're locally sourced. So we only
have
local
soft drinks. That. It was exactly like that. It was this, you know, all their sodas only had pure cane sugar and like, you know, it was sourced from the best canes and like, you know, the diet drink was some shit I'd never heard of in my life. You know, no Diet Coke, no Diet Mountain Dew, nothing.
The most
like
important
that.
Question, were there tables and chairs?
There were tables
okay,
and chairs.
Okay, great.
Yes.
That's all that really matters.
You know, and then so I'm like, okay, I'll just get the unsweet iced tea.
Always a good choice, unless it's flavored. Tell me it wasn't flavored.
No, this one wasn't, but they did have a separate section of the menu with their tea flavorings, you know, their, and anyway, they bring out, and I'm like, okay, but I need some artificial sweetener, to put in there.
Oh,
and they come out and, oh, well, we only have stevia and, you know, whatever. And like, Jesus, what, just some Sweet and Low or something. Come
on. It's chemicals, man. You don't want to hurt yourself with chemicals.
Anyway,
GMO,
other than
man.
That, though,
GMO.
Now I've gone off on this restaurant, but I will say the food was excellent. And so we had risotto balls with a nice garlic aioli and balsamic vinegar reduction for an appetizer.
So, all right. So I had, wait. So let's break this down. So you had rice balls with mayonnaise and garlic.
Yeah. And then I had a nice cauliflower bisque soup.
You had some cauliflower soup.
Yep. And then we both had the filet with a cauliflower puree. They like cauliflower. That's another thing I noticed there.
So you both
they enjoy cauliflower.
You both had steak and vegetables.
Yeah, with some caramelized Brussels sprouts with bacon.
With some cooked.
Anyway, it was good. But I was just like, come on, just carry. Just have you know.
But this is always this is we've had.
Pepper.
But we've had this conversation before because I feel like Food Network does this a lot on that Top Chef show, right? Is that they will over you know. find out who we got here.
There's a number you call when celebrities die to let everyone know that they've crossed over to the other side. People claim to be me, but they're not really me. I promise I'm me, and the other callers, they all lied. Hey guys, it's Artie Cruiser ringing, ringing. The celebrity deaf phone Taylor Negron. He did 57. He was a comedian and actor. Kangaroos and koalas, Olivia Newton-John, Vegemite, Qantas Airlines, and Paul Hogan, too.
That would have been perfect if it was in the right key. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. Yes, indeed, Taylor Negron has died.
Now, did that get called directly to you?
No, it went to contact@dubiousintent.com.
So you checked the voicemail.
No.
You checked the email.
Yes, yes.
Do you know what order that was in? Because we had another call for that person.
It came in at 12:29 p.m. on January 11th.
Okay, so he did not win.
Who didn't win?
That person that you just played.
RT Cruiser did not win?
No, but it was a lovely attempt.
After all that production value and everything.
We had another caller on January 10th at 21:44, whatever time that is. 9:44.
When did he actually die?
I don't know.
Was she like prescient here? Did she like, we'll see, Taylor Negron. I remember I woke up and saw it. Yeah, he died on January 10th. So, yes, hello.
Sorry. My mom's calling because she thinks she has to talk to me every day since I've been a little bit sick.
Adam, it's your mother. Well, by the way, have you listened to the latest It's All About Me podcast?
No.
Don't. Just skip over this one. Skip over this one.
Is there bad stuff about me?
No, not to any...
Or Mariah Carey.
Not to any normal person. It's not bad stuff about you, but I know you. You will get your feelings hurt.
I'll go delete that one right now.
Go delete
anyway,
that one. Just
so
delete
that's
it.
Diet, whatever. They need to carry that. So my only other thing for today is, I just wanted to do this on the show mainly because I'm lazy. So I got this email,
wasn't I responding to your thing? I know. I just wanted to say real quick. I feel that Top Chef does the same problem where they'll say like, oh, it's a braised pork belly with a hickory smoked, demi-glaze on a brioche bun with,
rice
with tobacco fried onions. It's like, it's a barbecue bacon sandwich.
Right.
Bitch. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I, once upon a time, and maybe I will do it again, but I've talked about this before. I feel strange.
Now you're getting...
God.
Now you're getting messages on your phone.
I'm getting voicemails.
Your mom is actually like calling your phone. Now she's like,
hey, Adam, you must be in a phone meeting.
Adam, are you there? I feel really bad.
Are you alive? I'm sending the cops out.
Let's go right now to this next celebrity phone here.
Oh, that was fairly recent. This is Kathy Bacon. And I called in to say that the Young and the Restless Star Guide 8 hours ago, but I'm sure RT Cruz already did it. But anyway, the Young and the Restless star, he's 24 and was suffering from mental illness or whatever. But okay.
Hold on. I think I played these out of order. Let's go. I think is this one first?
Dead or alive? Dead. Celebrity deathline. Bo Kaser, dead. Age 63. Young and the Restless. I don't even remember who he was, and I watched Young and the Restless.
Well, then why are you...
All right. Probably shouldn't get a point for it.
Let's right. See. You shouldn't. Yeah, she's just talked herself out of getting a point.
What?
Now Sydney's telling her something.
Oh, Young and the Restless star Christoph St. John's son died at age 24. Christoph St. John, isn't that... All right. Well,
I think he was in Frozen.
Think?
I think Christoph St. John was in Frozen.
That's Neil. Oh... Young Death.
Is she having a conversation with the voices in her head?
She is.
And the boxer, Mia St. John. Oh, when is this? This is sad. Well.
I would play a ta-da or a buzzer, but I'm not sure.
I don't even know who, which, what? What was
she
that?
She was just like, probably.
In the next one, I think she says.
It's probably, And then, she's just like, it probably shouldn't count. So she like talked herself out of getting the point. It was just like,
Oh, that was fairly recent. This was Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
And I called in to say that The Young and the Restless Star Guide 8 hours ago, but I'm sure RT Cruz already did it. But anyway, The Young and the Restless star, he's 24 and was suffering from mental illness or whatever. But Bacon, Kathy Bacon. That's who made the call to announce the death of The Young and the Restless star.
What's his name?
Bo. Kaser.
Kaser.
Yeah, dead.
You know what? I have to give that to her.
With a tech question.
Bo Kaser.
Because I enjoyed her phone call.
Bo Kaser was a Canadian actor who worked primarily on television. He is best known for his recurring role as Brock Reynolds on the American soap opera The Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
He was nowhere near 24 years old. He was
I don't know where that came
from. He was born in 1951. But he did die December 30th, 2014. So he just recently died. So we will go ahead and give her that.
And I know maybe some of you are thinking that Anita woman is more famous than that person, but...
We don't know who she is.
You can't. Kathy, but you know, Kathy Bacon. You've got to give her stuff.
Kathy Bacon.
It's Kathy Bacon.
What are you going to do? Our hands are tied. All right, so please go ahead and continue with your fascinating story. I believe you were making some
really quick
chewy rolls.
Really quick. Now, as I've said before, I've always attempted to do solo pod, or I've always had this idea of doing a solo podcast. And even once for a month in 2012, I did 30 whole days because it was that November thing.
You didn't, though.
I did do 30 whole days.
You did not.
30? No, it was 30 full days.
You didn't, though.
I most certainly
you
did.
You skipped days. You did not do every single day.
Did I start late? Well, whatever. I did it from the day I started till the end of November. It doesn't matter. So... That was it, because I don't find myself entertaining by myself, and it feels very weird.
Hold on.
Oh, don't play it. I don't want to hear myself. Come on. Really?
What? I'm just...
I don't want to hear myself. And I need to get a new theme song if I'm going to do it.
Well, it's day 30 of National Podcasting Month.
Yeah, it was day 30, but you didn't post 30 episodes. I'm not saying that you didn't post an episode on day 30.
There you go. It was called Geeky Gay, whatever. Anyway, so.
You can still get to it at youtube.com.
Yeah. Well, it's also a podcast. You can actually look for Geeky Gay on iTunes. There's an audio version. Anyway, so my whole point is I've wanted to do it because, having a co-host and everything.
Because you hate me.
Everything you want to do, and your co-host always poo-poos your ideas.
What idea of yours have I ever poo-pooed?
So anyway.
By the way, it's your turn this week.
Thanks. But I feel weird talking to a microphone all by myself, sitting there and trying to be entertaining. It feels very stupid and weird and everything. So I've not been able to really make myself do it other than that one time. But I was just sitting there last night or the other night, and I didn't think there was like 5 people who listened to those 30 episodes or how many ever it was. It was like nothing, like nowhere near the millions of listeners we have for DI+.
Millions. Millions.
And so I hadn't really thought about it. And the other thing is, I kind of want to do something video, but video is so hard. Anyway, so I got an email 2 days ago from John.
Yes, John.
And it says, just found your podcast on Podcast Revolution last night, and I have been binge listening to it starting last night.
John. So he sent this to you.
Yeah, to me. This is not DI+, this is Geeky Gay.
Oh, so he was binge listening to the Geeky Gay.
Yeah, binge. Can you imagine? Binge listening to me sitting there talking to myself. Anyway, so he says he was binge listening, and it shows the last one was in 2012.
Yes.
And he says, are you still podcasting?
No.
My name is John.
No, I gave it up.
Hope you're well.
You said no, I gave
it up. So I just want to say, John, I am still podcasting. I am now on Dubious Intent Plus. I don't know if I'll ever be doing a solo podcast again, maybe. But if you want to hear my dulcet tones.
Because I oppress you. I oppress you and I keep you from doing things.
No, I just, yeah, it feels weird talking to a mic by myself. Anyway, so
well, then don't invite, then don't invite Lawson on your show.
I just want to say, I didn't know anyone listened to that show. And I know it's just one email, but thank you.
And you know what? That is the power of so if there's a podcast out there that you like, this is dead serious. And I've said this 100 times in 100 different places. If there's a podcast out there that you like, that you enjoy, then yes, call their voicemail line, send them an email. It's amazing how much those little kind words, even little tweets directed at people and Facebook messages and everything, it's amazing how much those little kind words really do make your day and make you feel like, okay, this is worth doing. And just that little bit of encouragement and stuff. It's like, last show, I was very down about, you know, me ruining the show because of my mental state and whatever. And it's like, and TJ, you know, the mayor of Squareopolis, TJ, actually wrote me a very nice long Facebook message, you know, basically saying, hey, chin up, it's good. And, you know, you're fine. And it's like, and those things mean a lot. They really do. So John, who listens to The Geeky Gay, thank you for writing in and making Adam feel better.
Yeah, well, John, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send him a link to this episode.
Oh, God. This is a horrible one.
Well, he can listen to other shows. I mean, I don't have a favorite I could just point out. But I mean, but this is the one where I'm talking about his email.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, yes, John, I still podcast.
And he'll be like, why does the phone keep ringing? And it keeps, oh, what is that all about? And then you have to kind of like, all right, oh, dear God, what the hell is this? All right, hello.
Hey, Daniel and Adam, this is David F. Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. It seems that a Star Wars actor, Con Bonsalls, he was also in the most recent James Bond movie, Skyfall, has died at the age of 42. He died during a rehearsal for a play. Currently, cause of death is unknown, but he is a very young 42, so... Con Bonsalls, and I know you can Google this one, so don't even think of buzzing me. And hopefully I beat RT Cruiser to this one as well. So anyway, talk to you guys later. Have a great week. Bye.
I did put a link to a picture of that person.
Yeah, I've Googled him. I see him. He was in that god-awful Star Trek where, like, the last one of the Next Generation. What, didn't he play the young Picard or something? Or did he play Nero?
I don't know, but he looks familiar. He's cute, though.
Anyway, absolutely. We'll give him that. By the way, he was in Skyfall. He was in Body Armor. He was in Batman Begins. He was in Sky Captain in the World Tomorrow. He was in Lara Croft Tomb Raider. He was in Star Wars Episode 1. I think he played Jar Jar Binks.
And he had everything going for him. I don't know why. He probably killed himself.
What? Did he commit suicide?
I didn't read. I don't know. But from what David said.
Maybe
Bobby Flay killed him.
No, I was going to say maybe Bill Cosby gave him a drink. Anyway, no, it doesn't.
No, because Bobby Flay's an asshole.
Oh, yes. Well, that's true. But he's a really good cook, so I doubt that he would have, you know.
Except the pork. Anything.
Except the pork.
No, don't eat it.
No, the pork chops. The pork chops were not worth it. All right, we have a thing. Speaking of letters from listeners, you know, we do have a segment on... I can't talk. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, just breathe, inhale, exhale.
Sally sells seashores. No, Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Jesus Christ, I can't even get that correct. It's just like, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Blah, 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 blah. All right, speaking of that, you know, we do have a technology segment here, and people do write us in and ask us technology questions. Let's do that.
Yes, we do. It's been a while.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick,
I keep thinking that there's talking here and there's not. DI Plus Technology segment, exactly, is brought to you by We Don't Care. Anyway, we have a letter, a lovely letter that came into our email box this week from Lamont, who says, I have a question.
Really? We got two emails this week and I had no idea.
I don't understand what the hell is going on with you. I have a question for you two that I hope you can address in your tech segment. I have a 2 terabyte external hard drive that was about half filled. I know there were about 5,100 files on it the other day.
That'd be 1 terabyte.
Yeah, it's basic. Probably porn. This morning, I connected it and it gave me a pop-up. Exactly. Uh-oh. Then it was porn. It must have been a porn if he connected it and gave him a pop-up, saying that there were irregularities in it and asking me if I wanted to scan it for errors. I said no, and I saw I only had 3,800 files. I assume my drive is corrupted. Any advice on how to get it back? I want to do it on my own and not rely on a third party, since the content on the drive is, shall we say, very personal in nature.
Oh, no. What will you ever do? Your porn hard drive.
Right. So here's the problem.
You know, you should back those things up.
Right. Here's the problem. The problem is, well, yeah, it's an external drive. You probably, you know, here's the problem, though, is any.
It's not a backup unless you have two.
When you get those little pop-up messages that ask if you want to, like, try to fix stuff, that is one of those things that the built-in Windows utility that does that runs the risk of actually just, like, deleting files. So don't run that. It's not, depending on what version of Windows you're running, it's not, especially if you're, like, running XP. You just don't want to run that thing. It's just not very reliable, especially on an external hard drive. So what I did was I sent him an email back earlier this week and told him that we would talk about this on the show, but that I would go ahead and give him the link for what I suggested at the time. And guess what I suggested, Adam? I'm sure you know.
You suggested SpinRite, I bet.
That is correct. I did. I suggested SpinRite. I suggested that that he go over to the GRC, the Gibson Research Center. So grc.com, look for SpinRite. And there's not a free trial for it.
Yeah, it depends on how much you like your porn.
There's not a free trial for it. It's not a hugely expensive program. I think it's $80 for this program, but there is a 100% money back guarantee. So it's one of those, you know, they don't do the free trial because you usually would not buy you're not going to buy a program like this unless you do have a corrupted hard drive. And so if it was a free trial, then people would be like, oh, I'm going to fix my hard drive and then I'll never pay for it.
But this is what you do.
There is a.
It doesn't work. You email Steve Gibson and say, my porn's still gone.
Right.
Steve, I need my money back.
No, it's a no questions asked money back. So it's like if you buy it and it doesn't work for you, or if you say it doesn't work, if you're really strapped for cash, you can just say it didn't work and he will refund your money for it. It's not. Anyway, the point is that it is a very good program to have. It is one of those programs that once you own it, you own it. So it doesn't matter how many hard drives I have here and how many machines I have here in the house. I can run my SpinRite on any of them at any time. So I do have a version of SpinRite that I can run at any time. It's a single developer, Steve Gibson, that wrote this thing. So it has a thing that basically, an ethos, I guess, with those kind of programmers and whatnot, which is when he comes out with a new version, he automatically gives you the new version. So it's like you don't have to, like, oh, well, SpinRite no longer works. Now you have to upgrade to version 7 or whatever. It's like when version 7 comes out, you will get version 7 if you brought SpinRite at all. So it's one of those, it's an amazing hard drive utility. It does a really good job. The only caveat here is that this is going to work on magnetic hard drives. This is not a good utility to use for an SSD. However, if you have a 2 terabyte drive that is not an SSD, that is a magnetic drive, so you'll be fine. So
you know what? I heard him saying the other day that it does, that they have tested it out on solid state drives and it appears to work.
Yeah, but he doesn't know why.
But
yeah, it's at least the other way he has some physics to back him up, and this in the on the SSDs is like, well, it probably shouldn't make a difference, but it does, and we don't know why, so it's like not really a good case there. Anyway, the point is, go to grc.com, check out SpinRite, and please let us know if you did recover your porn, and you know, share it with us.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
I think you owe us that much.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, fix it. Oh, got another phone call here. Let's get to that real quick, shall we? Yes, hello. It, use it, oh, crap. Fix it, trash it,
change it, melt. Rod Taylor.
Shut up.
Yeah, hold on. Is it Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone? Rod Taylor, actor. Most famous for his starring role in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, opposite Timmy Hedren. Dead at 84. Bye.
Why does it sound like he said Timmy Hedren instead of Tippy Hedren? It did, didn't he? It sounded like he played opposite.
Because he's calling from the future. I don't know.
He thinks, anyway, yes.
I never understand what he's saying.
Exactly. Well,
even in person, you know.
Yes. It's sometimes. Go, Cruiser, you do go ahead and give him credit to that. Question in the chat room. Gary says, Daniel, now that Windows has stopped supporting Win 7, do you think I need to upgrade?
No.
Why? Why wouldn't you upgrade? Yes, Windows 8 is great. I don't understand why.
Why
people,
would you?
Why do people have a problem with Windows 8? However, Windows 7 has not stopped being supported. What you're looking at there is that it's the mainstream support for it, which is like the tech support for it, has ended. However, it is still a supported product in the sense that they will still produce upgrades. You know,
but who calls Microsoft for tech support?
That's more like for enterprise customers. Like if you like, you know, had 100 copies of Windows 7 and you have the Microsoft service agreement and stuff, don't worry about it. No one ever calls Microsoft for those things. So that's all I'm trying to say, basically.
Good.
But, however, Windows 8 is great. I don't know why people have a problem with
it. Yeah, it's
8. Fine. It's one of those things. I didn't get it. It didn't make any sense to me. And then, you know, the tech press and their infinite wisdom basically makes things that way.
So, Matthew Menzchek looked like he was wearing a bizarre set of armor after completing a grueling challenge.
Yes.
Despite the pain, the 30-year-old was thrilled that he smashed the most surgical needle piercings in one session record by 650 needles.
All right. I don't like piercings. And then, so I don't know what this is. What is a surgical needle piercing? Like what, is it
safe? Well, there's a link to the story.
Is it safe to Google it, or am I going to get grossed out by?
Well, why don't you just click on the link to the story.
Okay.
And then there is a picture of him.
Okay. I'm getting there.
And it's not extremely gross. I don't know how grossed out you get. But anyway.
Oh, that looks stupid. He just basically just has pins.
Yeah. So he underwent, it was over 4,500 piercings in 8 hours to break this record. Now, it was for charity. The previous record was held by Tyson Turk, who had 3,900 needles pushed through his skin in 2011. Mr. Menchik underwent the agonizing ordeal to raise money for Directions Youth Services in Vancouver, Canada. So, anyway, it's a nice little pattern they did it in, at least. You know, it looks like he has little wings on his back.
Well, who's the dead guy that's in his back there?
I don't know who that is. That has nothing to do with the challenge. But anyway, so this is basically
somebody who just couldn't, you know, just didn't want to dump some water on their head. Why didn't you just dump some water on your head or something?
Some ice. Nice bucket. Yeah. And I don't know if he intends on keeping these or seems like you'd snag your clothing, you know, because they look like they're just needles. I think they are. They're surgical. So I assume he also has to go through a grueling 8 hours of getting them all pulled out.
Oh, this, and then what? Then he's just got holes in his.
I guess. It's funny he's not bleeding at all. Anyway, so there you go. Well, he was raising money for charity, so there you go. Now this next story.
All right. So the people watching, or people listening at home, can't see the pictures. People in chat room, I posted the pictures there. I'm going to give you a brief verbal description. He has like these. It looks like if you've ever bought bobby pins in the store. And they come in that little cardboard thing where they're all like lined up like that. It looks like he has bobby pins, like stainless steel bobby pins, like lined up all over him.
Yeah. He looks like a pin cushion.
However, you're concerned about him putting on his clothes and snagging his clothes. However, I'd like to point out his cheek is tattooed. He has tattoos all the way up, you know, past his beard line, like on his cheek. Like from it, it's like, this is not someone who's going to be working at a bank. This is not someone he's not going to be in a situation where he needs to be wearing a button-down shirt, a long
sleeve. But those needles would
shirt.
Do some damage. He would be constantly having to buy new clothing. And can you imagine trying to have sex with him?
No.
It'd be like having sex with a porcupine.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Surely they pull him out.
He's just retarded. All right, go ahead. Now, move along. How much did he raise? Did you say how much he raised?
I don't think it said how much money he raised.
I hope he raised a lot.
Said he was raising money for charity. Let me see. Yeah, I don't see an amount here.
Probably because I raised $10.
$10. Yeah. So I had never heard of this, but apparently this is a thing. So American rapper Mace gained attention worldwide when he tattooed his eyeball black, but was later hospitalized. Now, did you know this? First of all, I would have never thought that you could tattoo your eyeball. But
this is horrible.
Based on this news story, this is a thing. This is a thing that rappers are doing. Anyway, so a recent trend in rap music has seen some musicians tattooing their eyeballs black in a procedure which involves dyeing the eyeball with ink. One rapper to have taken up the irresistible procedure is American rap, irreversible, sorry.
You're going to say American, it's not very irresistible.
Yeah, is American rapper Mace, following in the footsteps of fellow rapper Alkaline, who himself has had his eyeballs tattooed black.
For fuck's sake, they can't afford contacts? No, they sell like those black contacts.
I know, right? So it says Mace, who is from Brooklyn, was rushed to the hospital after having his eye tattooed black, suffering complications from the procedure in his right eye. They have a video.
No thanks.
It's a quick process. It's illegal in some parts of America.
What the fuck kind of a mood were you in when you picked these stories this week? It's just... I'm sorry. We just have to get this out of the way real quick here. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys, TJ from Nowhere here, calling the Celebrity Death Phone for Taylor Negron, dead January 10th. He's a comedian and actor, died of cancer. You probably know him best as Mr. Pizza Guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And also, maybe you know him as Rodney Dangerfield's son-in-law in Easy Money. So, yeah, Taylor Negron, dead, 57, cancer.
I feel like I know him from something else because I didn't watch either one of those movies, and I know who he was. So I feel like maybe he was like on HBO comedy special. Anyway, yes, that was who R.T. Cruiser lost again. If R.T. Cruiser hadn't spent all that time composing that
and that was
lyrics,
such a good song.
Maybe he can reuse the lyrics, you know.
Yeah. Maybe that should be our new Celebrity Death Phone theme song.
So do you get an extra dollar? Do we put an extra dollar in the pot if they call and sing to that tune?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so just one last little bit of information here for anyone wondering.
Yes.
Because I kind of was.
I think you've grossed out the entire chat room. Yes.
So here's what it is. So in contrast to skin tattoos, which require hours of needling and dyeing the skin, the eye can be tattooed simply by piercing the sclera, which then spreads instantly through the eye like a black cloud. So it's basically just one little piercing thing with a needle with ink in it, and the ink just spreads, right?
I don't know. I'm very weird about my eyes, and I just don't want to think about a needle in my eye. That's all I'm trying to say.
Anyway, they say it's a relatively painless procedure because there are no nerve endings in that part of the eyeball. That's it. That's the news.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
How old would you say Dora is?
Like for real? Or
yeah,
how
for
old
real.
Did they
for
portray
like,
her
yeah,
to be?
Like, no, like how old was she when she first started?
I would have said she's probably five.
She like four or five.
Four right. or five when she started.
Let me just do a Google search here and see what year that she was created. And by the way,
Dora is over 21. I bet she's old enough to drink at this point.
She can explore alcohol now. I was just kind of curious. So let's see. She, Dora the Explorer, Wikipedia here. In 2000, it was created.
Yeah, so
it was created
2015.
Actually. Yeah, it was created actually before 2000, but it became a regular series on August 14th, 2000.
If she was five, she'd be 20.
She'd be 20 now.
So not quite old enough to drink. What?
All of this is just me trying to figure out whether Diego is legal or not. Anyway, go ahead. This is the segment of our show where Adam will play me a musical cue for a birthday, and I, using my infinite knowledge. Wait, whoa.
Born through a party in the county jail.
This is Elvis Presley.
Why, yes, it is.
I wasn't done explaining the birthday segment as I guess whose birthday it is. Is it Elvis Presley's birthday?
Yes, Daniel.
It is Elvis Aaron Presley. It's his birthday.
Yes, Elvis Aaron Presley. And I was looking for his death day because he died almost right around my birthday.
Elvis died on August 16th, 1977.
So I was born August 17th, 1978.
So you could,
a year and a day.
You could be like a year and a day, which means absolutely nothing.
No, but the anniversary of his death is the day before the anniversary of my birth.
Yes, yes, but it's not like, you know, he died and you were born, like you were like the reincarnation of Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Although you do go to Vegas every year, so. You
know, I do. I've been to Graceland as well. Elvis Presley, I do not like peanut butter and banana and bacon sandwiches or whatever, but anyway. So Elvis
Have you ever shot your television with your gun?
No.
Okay, good.
I've not. Elvis Aaron Presley.
You might be Elvis if you shot
right.
It's like a whole Jeff Foxworthy bit.
I do have a rhinestone jock strap. I don't know if that counts, but.
If your cape is covered with more rhinestones than Liberace, you may be Elvis.
Right. You know, Jeff Foxworthy most recently hosted a show called The American Bible Challenge.
If you have used a toilet paper tube to accentuate the girth of your penis in your pants, you may be Elvis.
Right. All right. So he would be 80 years old if he weren't dead.
But he is.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
All right, this is the theme to the exciting and wonderful Gilligan's Island.
It is. I'm going to play you one more before you guess, just because I can.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Dobie!
This is the theme to Dobie Gillis.
It is.
Right.
Yes.
So this would be, of course, Gilligan himself and Maynard Krepp's himself, Bob Denver.
Why, yes, it is, Daniel. Mm-hmm. He is also dead.
He's also dead. I detect a theme here.
But
by the way,
Bob Denver.
By the way, the chat room informs me that Diego is now 18. So, you know.
He's also a cartoon character. Good luck with that.
Okay.
Bob Denver would also be 80 years old. So apparently he and Elvis are the same age.
Well, there you go. He and Elvis, same age.
Yeah. All right. Here is a familiar theme for those of you who've ever listened to DI Plus.
Oh, God.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
This isn't the original version, is it?
Taking a break from all your work.
I don't know. It's one of them.
All right. Anyway, this is the theme to Cheers.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Cheers.
Yes.
Sometimes you want to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes where everybody knows your name. And here I have another one.
I've seen the entrance to that bar. I didn't go down, but from what I understand, the bar doesn't look like the set that they use. It's just the entrance to the bar.
I think you mentioned that, but yeah.
Yes.
So it doesn't have that frou-frou restaurant upstairs, you know, where he would take his dates.
No.
The French place or whatever. Okay. So there are a lot of people on that show. So here is another theme that may spark your memory as to who this might be.
This is Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
yes.
It is.
Uh-huh. So this is Dancing with the Stars. So basically we have Cheers and Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars.
Yep.
So he just was on Dancing with the Stars like as a contestant, right?
This person was on Dancing with the Stars as a contestant.
He wasn't.
Yes.
He's not like one of the fixtures. It's not like Tom Bergeron was on Cheers.
No, Tom Bergeron was never, to my knowledge, on Cheers.
A trick question. I'm going to go with Kirstie Alley.
Ta-da! Yes, Kirstie Alley, who apparently now has lost weight again, for
Yay.
Those of you who care. She was on the Wendy Williams show the other day, talking about her weight loss.
Yeah, what the fuck? That woman has lost easily 1,500 to 1,600 pounds.
She has lost and gained more weight.
It's like Kirstie Alley has lost 100 pounds, and then it's like, you know, like the next year,
she found it.
Kirstie Alley has lost 80 pounds, and it's just like Kirstie Alley has lost 160 pounds. It's just like, what is she?
She loses it,
and she goes and she celebrates. Maybe she should just stop celebrating the fact that she lost
it to her.
Whatever. You know what? I have no, you know, I can't say that. I'm not a big Kirstie Alley fan. She's a Scientologist, and I'm just not a big fan of Scientologists. So to me, they're just idiots.
Well, there you go. She is 64.
You know, she is an OT7, in case you were curious.
I don't know what that is.
She is an operational Thetan 7, level 7.
Oh.
She has, in the world of Scientology, what she has done is she has removed all of the engrams from her consciousness or from her subconsciousness, which are engrams, are these leftover bits of personality and energy from an alien race that once inhabited the Earth and now gives us all of our bad traits and bad thoughts.
That's deep.
I could be sued by Scientology for giving away this free information. I'm just telling you.
I wonder if she eats at that Greenhouse Grill that I went to this last weekend.
Maybe she just eats a lot of Thetans. All right.
All right. Yeah. Here's the next one.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds very 80s.
I'm not sure when the show came out. Could be.
This is actually.
I think it's 90s.
This is actually a show theme?
It's a show.
Is it Baywatch?
Yes.
Yeah, I went with the chat room there. Sorry. I went with the chat room because I never watched Baywatch.
So that's the first one because you're going to need to.
I never watched Baywatch. There weren't enough cute boys on Gaywatch. I always watched. There were too many breastesses on Baywatch.
This is in the reverse order, but I didn't want to do this one first. This is also a recurring theme song on DI Plus.
Yes. Now this is Charles in Charge.
It is. I love that show.
Charles,
he was so hot.
In Charge.
I think he was probably like my first gay crush.
No, but Scott Baio. Scott Baio wasn't in Baywatch, so it's not Scott Baio.
I'm just saying I like that show.
It's probably one of the lifeguard ladies, and I won't know. Is it Pamela Anderson?
No.
That's the only Baywatch person I know.
If you want to cheat and look in the chat room, they have it right.
David Hasselhoff.
No, David Hasselhoff was, maybe he was a guest star, but he was not a recurring person on Charles in Charge.
Nicole Eggert? I don't even know.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
Nicole Eggert. Yes. Ta-da. Nicole Eggert, who was most recently on the reality TV show Splash. I think she might have even won. And Mark and I watched that. That was a couple of summers
now,
ago.
Now, why when I do a search for Nicole Eggert, does Corey Haim come up? Was she involved with Corey Haim at some point?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they're around the same era of stars, you know.
Right. Oh, apparently she was brought in. I'm being told by Rachel in the chat room that she was brought on after they rebooted Charles in Charge.
Yeah, they changed the mom or something, and they changed the theme song. I mean, same lyrics, but they like jazzed it up. Kind of like the facts of life when they like change. Anyway.
Well, you know, you can take the good and take the bad. Take them both in your hand.
Nicole Eggert.
Yes.
Is 43 years old and not very attractive anymore.
Oh.
The only reason I say that.
How do you know that she's not here in our chat room?
Now, people might say this of me at some point. If anyone has ever thought that I was attractive.
I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
As I get older.
She doesn't seem to be unattractive.
People will say to me, they'll say about me, you know, Adam was attractive once. So I probably shouldn't talk about people
like
that.
No one will ever say that about you. No one is ever going to say that about you.
Well, if they ever thought that I was, then they might say that. All right. Anyway, last birthday that is not Pride 48.
Yes.
I don't know if you watch this show, but I'm going to give you this one first.
We'll find out. It's one of those political shows. And
that's all you get.
I recognize the theme song. I just don't know what the.
All right. Well, I have two songs.
Is it a political show?
Well, it is a show.
Is a show
about. It is not like a news program.
No, I mean like West Wing or Madam Secretary. Like it's a political. Like it's a show that has some kind of political setting. Like a drama, like...
Yes, it is a show in a political setting, and I think it's a comedy. Although I do not watch this show.
Is it Vice or Veep?
Could be Veep, yes.
Right, go ahead.
Well, I'll play this next one.
Yes, it is Veep, and it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes! You're right. Oh, and Tim in Cambodia says I'm not unattractive.
Right.
Thank you.
By the way, someone in the chat room, Mib, comes in the chat room and says, fuck you, Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns. I guess maybe she does. Maybe it's Nicole Eggert.
It is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And she is, you know, she looks good for her age, actually, I think. She is 54 years old.
54 years old.
And I saw her on the Golden Globes
the
other
Golden
night.
Golden Globes, yes.
And she wasn't on the Golden Globes, but I mean, they panned, they showed her sitting at her seat because someone made a joke about her or something.
Someone.
I can't remember.
One of those two ladies that were talking that we don't know who they were.
I don't remember
who made. The hosting ladies, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know that it was them that made the joke.
They're women. You can't remember who it was. Yes, it was Tina Fey. She said, we're not friends. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Julia,
you didn't even watch the Golden Globes. How do you know that?
Because I watched the opening monologue on YouTube. Anyway, the point is that Julia Louis Dreyfus, Veep, by the way, is a really good show. So if you get a chance to watch Veep, you should watch Veep.
I think I watched like the first 15 minutes of the first episode and it didn't draw me in. So I didn't. But maybe I'll watch that after I finish The Newsroom.
The Newsroom was so disappointing in the end. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right. So that's it.
But I don't know why the last season they only did 6 episodes.
Because they had to wrap it up. They had to get rid of it and everything.
Aaron Sorkin or whatever wanted to move on to other things.
Correct. You wanted to move away. All right. So that is it. Let's go on to our Pride 48 birthdays. Let's see. We go to the ones that happened before the show. So on the 10th, it was Blind Guy Jay's birthday. Happy birthday, Blind Guy Jay, who I don't believe listens to our show anymore. At least he never calls our show anymore. And then on the 11th, it was Humor's One.
Happy birthday to both of you.
Happy birthday. And by the way, and we're just going to kind of say this because by the time the show comes out tomorrow morning, it will be Scott Sater 69's birthday on the 14th. So
happy birthday, Scott.
And then we have
and for anyone who wants their birthday read on this very show.
Yes. How would they do that, Adam?
You can do that by going over to pride48.com. And when you get over there, you can click on the link. Oh, God, I'm already... I think you click on sign in.
You just click on sign in.
If you're not registered, there's a link that says or register as a new user.
Yes.
You click there.
Yes.
And you fill out that lovely form and you get an account. And if you put your birth date in there
and
check the little box that says we can publicize that.
Correct. Then you
Then you will show up on the homepage
of Pride 48.
And also on this lovely show.
Correct. There you go.
See you soon. Hasta luego.
Excellent. Let's move on here to why is Jaded removing his birthday from Pride 48? Anyway, all you have to do is...
He doesn't want anyone to know that he's old.
Oh, well then just check on the little thing that says don't publish it. Let's see, what was I going to do? I was going to do something and I forgot what it was. Damn it. I was just looking at it. I was just now...
Well, we're in the contact segment.
I know we're in the contact segment. I was just now looking at this thing and I was just like, oh, I need to do that. And then I couldn't remember what it was. I don't know. Let's go to our first phone call. Someone was asking for that. Anyway, I don't know. The chat room asked where the goat was. I just felt like I had to play it. You know, it is the year of the goat. I don't know if you knew that. 2015 is the year of the goat.
You ever go into one of those Chinese restaurants and they have a the placemat that has all the different animals on it, you know, and it says the year of whatever, and then you look for your birth year.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
I think mine's like rat or something like that.
Exactly.
It's like some stupid animal.
Right.
Probably look that up on Google. But anyway, every time I go into a Chinese restaurant that has those placemats, I get my hopes up that it'll be a good animal that time.
Right, exactly.
And it's always a horrible animal.
You do know that the years are fixed, right? You could Google it. You don't have to go into a Chinese restaurant. You could just Google it. And so you don't actually have to go eat bad Chinese food to find out what your year is. And it'll never change. So if you were born in the year of the rat, Adam, you're always a rat.
Oh, no, it's the year of the horse.
Oh, well, there you go.
For some reason, I don't see that. I want to be like the year of the dragon.
Right. Tim in Cambodia, his is the year of the cock.
Oh, how appropriate.
Exactly. All right, let's go to our actual phone calls that we have here. Let's get right to that. By the way, on that It's All About Me program, they were saying that Carrie no longer listens to us. So this, here you go, direct proof against that. Here's a phone call from Carrie.
Hey guys, this is Carrie. This time I'm leaving a message personally for, Daniel.
Oh, for me.
In this week's episode, you mentioned that you aren't motivationally there too much and that you feel like you might should bow out just because you don't have the drive or whatever. Ethan's back here. Sorry, I'm at the park with my son. Ethan, come on this one first. Anyways, what I wanted to say is we are here for you. This is some sort of friendship here, and we are here for you in the bad times. So we ask you to not bow out and let us be there for you during your bad times as well as your good times. We love you, and even though you're going through some things, let us be there for you.
Aww.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Yeah, Daniel, this is a friend thing.
I like the I kind of felt
Ethan,
like
mommy's on the phone.
I know. I was gonna say she'll use that mommy voice on me. Daniel, you shut up. Daniel, you shut up and do that show. You shut up, Daniel. Anyway, thank you, Carrie. That was very nice of you. And like I said, TJ sent me a nice little thing there. And I don't know. It's you know, it's just one of those things. It's difficult, and I don't know. I realize that it's not easy to be around.
I love being around it.
You never talk to me.
Every week.
I never talk to you.
We're going through this again.
We are going through this.
My life is so busy, Daniel.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we never go through it.
So busy.
We never talk. Your life isn't that busy. All right, let's move on to the next one here.
I am so busy.
Whatever. All right, so this one also is coming in from Carrie, I believe. So let's go to that one here right now and play that. Yes, call back.
Hi, guys. It's Carrie again. I would like to introduce you to something called Mommy Tourette's. It's when you're on the phone with somebody. And your child, you constantly be like, Ethan this, Ethan don't touch that, Ethan blah, blah, blah. Mommy Tourette's, as demonstrated in my last phone call.
Yes.
So, I don't know how many times you guys talk on the phone with a mom. If you talk to on the phone with a mom, you've been introduced to it before. But Mommy Tourette's, that's Mommy a Tourette's. Real thing, guys. Bye.
Excellent. So, Mommy Tourette's is apparently a real thing. So, we should all be looking out for that.
Wow.
Mommy Tourette's. You called it. You nailed it.
Well, I might have listened to those phone calls.
Oh, I see. So not quite
I have to label them, you know. Those calls just don't label themselves.
Those calls just don't label themselves, you know. Anyway, yeah, another freaking weird show. I really apologize. Here's the good news. In the new place, I've
no more weird shows.
I know. I went to the new place. I looked at it, and there's a there was concern before because I said I didn't know which. The bedroom that I want to put the studio in looks like it's going to be up against the wall, like sharing a wall with another apartment. And then the other one is the better one to use as the master bedroom. Anyway, it turns out that the apartment that I'm actually getting is the reverse layout of what the website layout is. So the room, the smaller room that I will be using as the studio slash office is actually not, it has two exterior walls and then the, you know, a wall for the living room and a wall for the bathroom. It's like completely isolated from anyone, I guess, other than the apartment below me. But so it's basically, I don't have to worry about it because it's like I will be off in the back corner away from everyone. And so I won't have to worry about it. So there you go.
Wow. Well, that's good.
It all works out in the end or something like that. I don't know.
Another silver lining to that cloud. You'll be facing a good way to record.
I know. You said that you always see the same view on the camera, but I'm just, you know, I didn't even realize you had moved because you put those black drapes up between moving from the apartment to the house. So it's like.
I did. That's true.
That room looks exactly the same as your apartment.
Yeah. No, I moved.
I'm just saying.
That's right. I don't think that I had the drapes up the whole time because it was a process building this studio. So I'm not sure that I had it all set, but anyway.
I do know the vacuum cleaner has been there for 2 weeks now because it's right behind
you. You're looking at my back.
I'm just saying it's right there. Anyway, so
that could be a mechanical sex device. How do you know that's a vacuum cleaner?
I'm just guessing that it's a vacuum. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But as usual, you know, I was at a low point. And that's not going to work. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what, Daniel?
Yes.
We haven't had a lot of contact lately.
Yes.
But anytime we don't have contact, we can always depend on the fact that Carrie will save us.
Did 2x2DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
And listen in next week to see if Daniel sounds different.
I won't sound any different.
No, just... if I don't know what how you've said the show has been. If it's different,
it's
than it has been.
Hopefully I won't. I don't know.
Listen in for the sounds of the new apartment.
That's right, the new apartment. You know, I have to unhook everything here and then hook it up over there. So I'm sure I'll get something wrong. So I'll probably sound like shit next week. But
we'll
it's all
have
right.
A hum.
There'll be a hummer. There'll be a lot of background noise. Nothing's going to save this. I don't think so. I'm just saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I have one listener who loves me.
Good night, chat.
Go to hell, David. What's the freaking David?